Hey everyone, this is WTOP, and we are speaking with Joe Frost, better known as Super Nanny from Lifetime. Hey, thanks so much for joining.
Thank you. Are you keeping safe out there?
We are. My wife and I are hunkered down in our house and taking it very seriously and just trying to report on entertainment remotely here. What's the situation for you?
Yeah, we're in lockdown in California. I am hoping that people are finding more self-discipline to keep themselves, out the house for only that brisk walk for an hour and then, back home to their flexible routine now, should we say. You know, for a lot of families who are either communicating with one another to get work done between them both, or, to be able to meet the needs, of their children, and create a day that doesn't seem like Groundhog Day every day, for many.
Right, for sure. Well, so it's got to be a challenging time for parents during quarantine. Is it sort of like the whole stages of grief thing? Maybe at first parents are happy to have the more, more family time, the kids home, but then after a while they get on their nerves? Or like, what are you seeing or hearing from parents?
Well, about a month ago, there certainly was a big panic, 4 weeks, 5 weeks ago, a huge panic with an influx of emails and families reaching out. I'm concerned at how they would be at home looking after their children and most importantly, trying to get through the education, which worried a lot of families. And I think really the obsession of that was because we were all trying to just adjust to what the new norm would be right now and the frightening circumstances. So those conversations were first and foremost sometimes recoursing or having an age-appropriate conversation surrounding the COVID-19. And for those that are still wondering about that, they can go to Joe_Frost on my Twitter. There is a pinned post on how to talk to your children about COVID-19. And then really it was certainly trying to be as best as possible in a space where I could help families keep themselves grounded and present in the moment to be able to breathe through the anxiety that they felt with the overwhelmness of what was happening around them so that they could create more calm in their environment for their children in this sort of eye of the storm, as you will, with this pandemic. And the importance of doing so is to be able to give parents permission to let go of what they can't control or to stop feeling the need to be perfect in a time where really showing up and doing your best is enough. And I want to emphasize the importance of this because there are many parents who homeschool and I hope they're giving their wise words to those in recognizing that homeschooling is not the same as when your kids go off for 6 hours, 8 hours and they're at school in an institutionalized situation and being taught by teachers. This is new for teachers as well. They certainly didn't sign up to be doing Zoom online classes in this capacity. And I'm sure the Easter break is going to give them a little bit of a breather in order to prepare before they go back again to teaching children before the summer holidays. However, we are parents at home in a crisis trying to school. Think about that for a moment, because it's very, very different to those who homeschool their children. So I give you permission, if you won't give yourself permission today, to recognize that you will only do the best that you can, because at the end of the day, education is not going to insulate your children from being healthy mentally in the long run. It's not. So it's important for families to understand that, so that they can cut themselves some slack. I want children to be raised in an environment with families who are calmer, right? Who are in a space of being able to take care of themselves to be able to look after their children. So if you're a parent today and you're feeling overwhelmed, then everything's off today. You know, no school today. If right now what you need to do is to ground yourself, take a moment to breathe, then put something fun on with the kids and relax, that's exactly what I want parents to do right now. Because in the long run, you know, it's not going to make a huge impact. But what will make a huge impact is the detriment of families if they're not kinder to themselves and recognizing the importance of being able to, you know, ground themselves in these moments that become very overwhelming and anxious. And so I ask families, if they possibly can, I've been doing it with my own family. I'm looking after my grandson at the moment. And I wake up and we do gratitude in the morning. You know, we all hold hands together at breakfast and we say, what are we thankful for today? You know, and it's been very helpful to stay focused on the positive so that your mind doesn't run away with negative thoughts about tomorrow, the next day, the next month. And that is very similar to parents who have a child, a newborn. You know, sometimes they can think above and they start to think about, you know, they become very overwhelmed. They're like, oh, well, what am I going to do, you know, when the child's four? And I'm like, just stay present in the moment with your newborn. Just stay present every day. Take every day as it comes with the newborn because, you know, that's what's important. I'm asking families to take one day at a time because that's all you should be doing right now is one day at a time and checking in with yourself. Checking in with yourself. How am I actually feeling today? Am I anxious? Am I feeling a little bit more tired? Am I feeling like I don't have much patience? So the importance of emotionally checking in with ourselves is what allows us to create more calm in our environment that will be more conducive to our whole family. And so it breeds a different type of mindset and attitude whilst every day we are living with a new different day through this pandemic. So families who can also create healthy boundaries, which is why would give advice to families with regardless of pandemic, is the importance right now of providing space and privacy so that we don't start to feel like we're getting on top of each other and end up arguing with our partners, getting into little spats with our kids, the kids start arguing with one another. So, you know, for those families that possibly may be, you know, living in an apartment, you know, they're in a rented apartment, there's a large family, they're not getting out, you know, they feel like they're all cooped up together and they've got cabin fever and what do? I would say it's most important to make sure that you are getting out for that hour of movement, but that you respect the importance of listening and doing as you're told and keeping that social distance, okay, because we want to keep safe and well and we must cohere to listening. You know, it's been an eye-opener to watch so many countries just disobey the rules in being able to keep yourself safe. We've got one job to do right now, and that's to keep our families safe and healthy whilst the frontliners are out there doing their job and saving lives, you know? And so it's important for us to keep moving. You know, for those that are sharing bedrooms, I would advise families to make sure that they can use that room for its benefits. So perhaps three kids that might be sharing a room or a couple, give your child maybe an hour in that room to themselves so they feel that they've got some space, some alone time, and that we can create that within the measures of the space that we do have in our own home and the importance of being able to do so. In that respect, we'll feel like we've got some sanity, you know, in being able to have some solitude. For those families that are working at home, it's going to be ever most important now that we're learning to communicate. And communication starts with listening first. So the importance of just being able to say, what can I do for you today? How are we going to get through the week? You know, I've got these appointments that I've got to do. You know, I've got a Zoom meeting online. And to be able to coordinate and tag team with your partner so that you can actually both get your work done, but also keep a flexible routine that will keep the cornerstones of your day in play. Now, most routines are flexible, and they should be flexible. And because now of no extra activities, we're finding ourselves at home a lot. And so the importance of being able to understand that, yeah, a couple of days of pajama days is great, but we do want to wake up with purpose and intention. So, you know, let's wake up and make your bed, you know, and start the day off with intention. Otherwise, when we don't, we can start to go into slumber and start to feel demotivated and start to get very lazy. And I want families not to feel that sluggish mentality, because that can lead to a load of other downward spiral behavior. So it's finding the positive highs in your home to create and uplift yourself as a family. So do keep the cornerstones in place, like meal times and the education in the morning, and then to be able to look at recreational stuff that you can do online and playing games. Look, not to minimize, totally not to minimize what's happening in the world, because it's catastrophic. There are silver linings in the fact that we get to all eat together as a family and to laugh and to talk about maybe what we've seen that made us laugh, what we watched. Conversations happen from so many little different things that we can then take into another space. For example, I'm looking after my grandson, and, you know, he has a little, he has a big sort of sports cup that has all these different insects on them. You know, and in the morning he asked me randomly the names of the insects, which then led to a sort of, you know, class with him about different insects and the names of them and what they do and how they're involved in the ecosystem. So, you know, sometimes families will find those natural conversations lead on to projects.
Gosh,
that you can actually do. So, you know, it can be, you know, it can be very organic as well.
Awesome. It's all really good advice. Again, everybody, the Super Nanny new episode's coming out on Lifetime, and but let's all get through this together. So thank you so much for calling in.
Marvelous. Thank you. And just to let you know, for those families that are looking for some help, I'm providing free service to the families. Just go to joefrost.com and email me there, or I am going through questions that I can answer if they're very concise on the Twitter as well.
Okay, yeah, concise is good. Thanks so much.